I blame Gunn. He said, nice, relaxing, quiet game.
What's up, Houdat Nation? Thanks for joining us on the 2-Point Instant Reaction Show. I am not Ben, hence the non-British accent, and you can actually understand what I'm saying. I am Scott.
And it'll be hosted properly.
We won't have to do 3-4 takes. I'm your host, Scott, today. The Saints sucked ass in the first half, decided to play in really the fourth quarter, and ended up just being too little too late, I guess. Joining me for right now is James. James, how's it going? Do you have a number?
No number today. I went to watch The Eternals this afternoon, so I was at the movies. So I went to watch that this afternoon. This feeling today is the complete opposite of the feeling we had when we recorded after the game last week. It was complete euphoria last week over an insane mental victory, and this week is the complete opposite. It's the depression and shit feeling of a mental defeat. This team I both love and hate in equal measure.
That's understandable. And Gunn is joining us as well. Gunn, how are you feeling?
I feel fine. I feel like it's the year 1991 and I'm watching the New Orleans Saints, but other than that, I mean, we didn't turn the ball over. We had a lot of penalties. We had a lot of drop balls. It's weird. So like the second time in the season that we've lost a game to a subpar team
at home.
I don't know. I mean, we're not playing well at home. That's for sure.
Yeah. It almost seems like we're playing up to the level of our competition and then also playing down to the level of our competition, like at the same time. When we're playing good teams, we're like unbelievably good and playing awesome. And when we play shit teams, we play shitty. I guess let's start kind of at the beginning of the game. I don't think either. So they had an interesting stat at the beginning of the game that neither team, and I think we're the only two teams that have not scored on a first possession drive this season.
Touchdowns, I think that was.
Touchdowns.
Yeah.
So that kind of just shows really how shitty the Falcons are and how shitty our offense hasn't started off well, I guess. So Atlanta gets on the board first by kicking a field goal. They go up 3-0. Not a whole lot from the Saints offense other than drop passes. I was thinking, I almost refuse to say Atlanta won this game. It's the Saints lost this game. Like, Atlanta didn't win it. We lost it. We dropped so many balls, had so many, like, penalties. I want to say it was 10 penalties that we had. I have to look that up. But, you know, we would get a big play. You know, I can think of that one big Kamara play and call back for a holding. Or, you know, that we had one drive where we had 3 penalties on the same drive and pushed us back to like second and
31.
Something. Yeah. I mean, it's just, you can't do shit like that and expect to win. It's just not going to happen.
We had one penalty for 10 yards last week. And was it 9 for 105 this week? I think it was
10. I'm trying to find.
Was it 10? Was it?
Hold on. I'll say this, you know, that Atlanta offense looked real smart out there.
Penalties
today.
10 for 74.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Gunn, I was saying before you came on, their wide receiver room is not much different to ours at the moment. Calvin Ridley's not there, and they're playing Russell Gage, Zaccheaus, and Kyle Pitts.
Pitts is definitely an upgrade over Troutman.
Pitts didn't do anything today, did he? Apart from a couple of catches in the first quarter.
And then they have Well, obviously they have Patterson,
Cordarrelle Patterson as well.
You know, just killed us today. It always seems like there's one Falcons player that just like, whether it's Julio Jones or Calvin Ridley or Cordarrelle Patterson, that just tear us up. Pitts had 3 for 62.
Common denominator there is Matt Ryan. I mean,
yeah,
we were getting pressure on Matt Ryan. We were, you know, and Matt Ryan was avoiding the pressure when we got it and being very accurate and making right decisions and finding the right matchups and doing everything he needed to do to beat us in his 26th time playing us.
Yeah, 26 times playing, and I think they said he has thrown for over 300 yards in 12 of those, make it 13 because he threw for 343 today. So, you know, as good as some of our defenses have been against the Falcons, their offenses definitely produced a lot of yards. Simeon was 25 for 41 for 249 and 2 touchdowns. Look, as far as I'm concerned,
more than Winston's thrown in a game this year.
Simeon did what he was supposed to do. Like, he didn't turn the ball over.
Nope.
He might have had a couple bad throws. You're not going to be perfect, but he didn't turn the ball over, and he put us in a position where we were winning the game in the fourth quarter. If our receivers catch the ball and we don't have as many penalties, we win the game. It's very simple.
Yes.
Catch the ball, don't have penalties. Yes.
Today was not on Simeon at all. He probably did more than we expected, I would imagine.
I was impressed with Simeon as far as what he did. And I think it was the right call to play him. And I think it would be the right call to start him again next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't see anything to for him not to start next week. Now, I mean, we did get a little spark when Taysom came in. And I think you had put in the message, you know, we run two big plays with Taysom. Then you put Simeon back in and we have a fumble. And that's kind of the problem with switching up the quarterbacks. It's Simeon being the whole time. Maybe he doesn't fumble there. Or maybe you leave Taysom him in and see what he does if he's got a hot hand. You know,
yeah, I mean, that's
when we started catching the ball, is when Taysom went in for whatever reason.
Yeah. I mean, on that fumble, Teron Armstead got beaten by a no-name defensive end. Never even heard of the defensive end that beat him. So, you know, it's just like Gunn, I think Gunn, you just said it there. It's fine margins.
Yeah. And then still in the end, we had a chance to win. I don't understand why. I guess they were in a man-to-man defense on that last big play to Cordarrelle Patterson. Like, I don't understand why you don't let your defensive backs play back and just protect and keep in front of you. I mean, they were on their 20? They started? So why are you playing, like, play back? You can still rush, you know, rush forward and even blitz your linebackers, but have your DBs play back, you know, and keep it in front of you where you only give up. If he catches it, you give up 10, 12 yards instead of, you know, 63 or whatever the hell it was.
One thing Patterson has is speed.
Yes. He absolutely has speed.
He's
like Harris. No, he's like Harris. And that's why Harris had a lot of catches today, because they were afraid of his speed. They weren't going to play tight on him. They were going to play looser on him and let him catch the ball and then try to tackle him. He was 6 for 52, only averaged 8.7 yards because that's what they did. They didn't let him take him deep.
Yeah. The main frustration for me today with the offense was how quickly we went away from the run in the first half. We were in the first quarter, we were averaging 8.5 yards per carry. And then we got first down, and then all of a sudden we went three pass plays, three and out punt.
It didn't make sense.
Everybody used to say it was Drew checking out a run plays when he was quarterback because he wanted to pass the ball. We were gashing them. And for some reason, I mean, I get in the third and fourth quarter, when you're down, you kind of abandon the run game to a certain extent because you need the chunk plays. But in the first half, we were controlling and he just went away from it. And I don't know why.
I think the thing that frustrated me in this game was that Alvin Kamara did not catch a ball out of the backfield until the second half.
Yeah.
He only ended with 4 receptions and 54 yards. He is absolutely your biggest offensive weapon, and you don't throw him the ball. What the hell kind of sense does that make? He averaged 13.5 yards in receptions, 4 for 54, along a 19. how does he not even get a pass thrown to him until the second half of the game?
I don't know.
I just don't get it. Like, I don't look, Sean Payton's a great coach, but I don't know if he was just trying to, sometimes I think he outmaneuvers himself, right? Like
tries to get too cute.
Yeah. And it's pretty basic. Get the ball to your best player. It's just so frustrating. And then, you know, for us to come back like that and to still lose is just makes it even worse. Like, I'd rather have been a blowout almost than for us to come back, be winning the game, and then lose on a last second field goal. Man.
That's, I mean, the thing is that with the three and out they had before we went into the lead, you know, and I know this is weird with the Saints, but you're kind of confident that the Saints aren't going to let a team drive the length of the field.
Yep.
One play. Deep ball. Seems to be the arch nemesis of the Saints.
100%. Some other big things come out of this game, I guess, would be injuries. So Gardner Johnson went out with a foot or a toe.
He was pointing at his toe saying, big toe.
So, you know, I don't know if it's turf toe, broken toe, whatever. But, you know, seeing him carted off, you know, once he was on the sideline is obviously a bad sign. You wonder what kind of impact he may have had on the game had he been playing. Maybe we don't give up that long Cordell Patterson play. I don't know. Troutman, I think, went down in the fourth quarter after that catch he made where he got hit. There's somebody I'm missing.
I mean,
Troutman is a bitch.
I'm going to say one thing about that. That, I mean, it was a great catch, but when somebody's jumping in the air, how can it not be a penalty when somebody then launches themselves at their legs and flips them over when they're in midair? I don't understand. You know, they're all about player safety and stuff like that.
I think they're more about the perception of player safety.
I think you're right. I think you're right. Yeah.
And who was the other one that got hurt? Was it, there was another defensive player that got hurt.
Peyton Turner got hurt, but came back in.
Oh, he did come back.
But he did come back in. Yeah.
Okay. So the main one, I guess, is Gardner Johnson.
Yeah.
We'll just have to wait and see.
Oh, you didn't know? Your ass better call somebody.
Jason joining us from his car, Jeep.
Yeah.
Pretty frustrating, huh?
It was frustrating, but I mean, for the longest time, I was like, oh, well, we're not even going to come close to winning. They did all the little things that get you beat in the first half. Penalties, drops. I mean, look, after that last and that touchdown, like I said, a lot of people left. And yet, we unleashed the offense with those last 8 minutes. And I don't know, man. Just a rookie mistake by Adebo, right? I mean, you can't get beat on something like that. And the two-point conversion, the execution, the play calls, that was incredibly poor, too. I mean, we need it. You know, I knew it when we missed it. I was like, it's going to come back and bite us in the ass.
Yeah, on that first one to Troutman, like, I don't understand that play. He was the only wide receiver over there, tight end over on that side of the field. You had Kamara on your near side. I don't understand why you're throwing it to the guy who hasn't caught, you know, many passes in the game, like dropping passes. And then the second one, I mean, it was basically a straight just draw run play. Like,
yeah, it looked like Kamara slipped or fell, huh?
He did. He slipped. He slipped at about the 5-yard line.
I mean, how many times have we seen when we're down by the goal like that, them throw to Kamara at the backfield and he just does something magical and gets it? Like, he gets it in space and he's just able to do something with it.
The play,
that would be the play to me.
That sequence on that final 2-point conversion felt rushed in that. He scored the touchdown. People are celebrating. We're going for two. The play clock starts. You gotta quiet the fans down. It almost felt like, hell, you've got one timeout. Let's use it now. Go ahead and use your timeout. Chill out. Yeah, get your body together. I mean, like
at that point,
they barely got the snap off.
Right. I mean, at that point, that was the most important play because you get that, you're up by three. Field goal can't beat you. It just gets you to you know, to overtime.
Yeah, that guy can't.
I think Jason got nearly in a wreck then.
Yeah, some asshole pulled a dick move. Fuck him.
That's what you
or
get
her, whatever.
Sorry. Women, them women drivers, man. I tell you.
Hey.
Love likely a her. It's probably a her.
Shit.
So if we carry on saying stuff like that, Jason's gonna get into trouble.
Right.
That's the idea.
Yeah. Oh dear. But yeah, just usually, you know, when it was Breeze and Kamara, the play was Breeze would do that little toss play to the outside, wouldn't he? And Kamara would literally just walk it into the end.
So I'm saying, get it to him in space and let him do his thing. I don't know. It's just kind of a head scratcher, mind boggling.
Yeah, especially when it seemed like they, you know, after the first quarter or so, they really clamped down on our run game.
And yeah, and I mean, kind of James was talking about that earlier. Like they clamped down, but we also stopped running. Like we weren't getting creative. And I know you're just joining us, Chase, but also mentioned that Kamara didn't get a catch until the second half.
Wow.
You know, he only had four receptions on the day, and we didn't get him the ball in the air to the second half.
I mean, it did kind of seem like we were incredibly conservative in the first half, really conservative.
Yeah, I don't know if that has to do with the quarterback or what. I don't know.
We had 34 yards passing. It's almost like we can't have it both ways because on one hand,
you muted yourself, Gunn.
But yeah, maybe some of it was all the drops that we had to.
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely the drops and the penalties.
Yeah,
like you know, we just kept shooting ourselves in the foot, and like I said earlier, you know, the Falcons didn't win this game; the Saints lost this game. Is exactly what happened. Like, I will never give credit to the Falcons for winning this game because they didn't. We lost it by how we played. We played decent and catch the ball. You know, we win.
I don't know what happened there, Gunn, but you were about to go into a really important point, I feel, but you went on mute, so I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, what I was saying is, I outsmarted myself. What I was saying is, you know, look, we on one hand, we say, oh, we should have stuck with the run because we had 9 yards of carry in the first quarter. Well, we had 34 yards passing in the first half, not enough of those throws were to Kamara. I mean, it's like we only have so many snaps. You know, in a ball control type of game, you're only going to have so many drives. When we opened it up, we did better. I mean, it just feels like if there is a criticism to be made of the coaching in this game, they need to figure out if we're going to be this type of run, ball control, play defense team, we have to stick to it. But then, of course, the defense has to uphold their part of the deal too. And right. You can't give up 27 points.
And I think that almost Peyton was in that mode, like we were going to be a ball control running offense, but the defense didn't hold up their end. So that's why he kind of had to flip a switch, I think, in the second half, at least during the fourth quarter. But it's good that one, that you can flip that switch, but it almost seemed like it was, like I said, a little too little too late. You know, maybe next game we'll be more aggressive. God, I hope we are, because if we play like that in Nashville, I'm going to be so fucking pissed to go to that game and to look like shit.
We're 5-3.
We are 5-3.
I was having this thought at halftime. Look, we are firmly entrenched in the post Drew Brees era. I mean, we are as post Drew Brees as can be. Four quarterbacks and, you know, or four times have been shut out in the first half with Drew, and then four times since he's gone or when he doesn't play. All these things are different in the post-Drew Brees area, but yet we're still 5-3. Yeah. Next week is going to be the indicator of what we are. Are we going to play up to the Titans, or are we going to show up against a good football team and on the road and get smoked?
Yeah. I think you're right, Gunn. Next week is will be a really good acid test barometer of where
next week's the barometer of who we are.
Yeah,
right.
And I'm sure this is something we'll probably end up discussing on the big show later this week. But my instant reaction after seeing how many balls the wide receivers dropped was, we need OBJ.
But I was thinking about that too. But let's say on a team that passes for 34 yards or is going to focus on the run, in the midst of everything that's happening there in the fourth quarter, prior to there being 8 minutes left and us start to come back, how much helpful would a OBJ throwing tantrums on the sideline be when it felt like we were melting down?
He wants to play, right? So he's going to be a 1 year he's going to be a rental for the rest of the season, right? That's right. That's how his contract's set up. Is he going to want to come to the Saints, or is he going to want to sign? If he's a free agent, is he going to want to go sign for the Packers or somebody else?
He's going to go. I think he's going to go to LA or Tampa Bay or something like that. Get an easy ring.
The thing that, though, you know, you bring up him throwing tantrums and our way our offense is run, you know, we all anticipated with Michael Thomas coming back that it might open up the offense more, right? May not have to be as ball control. We'll have Michael Thomas coming back. We can throw to him, which opens up Callaway, which opens up Harris, which opens up, you know, the screenplay, the running game. It opens up a lot of things. So possibly if he does come, we kind of switch gears a little bit and we're not as ball control. We're more passing the ball downfield. I don't know. I don't know. I'm sure Peyton's got some kind of master plan on how he wants to work this.
Do that with your third string quarterback then?
Cleveland in the post-OBJ, Cleveland in the post-OBJ era, their passing game looked great today.
They went wild today, didn't they?
Yep. Yep.
I think they were motivated, but definitely, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, we'll find out tomorrow, yeah. Won't we?
He hits waivers at what? Monday at 4? Hits the waivers?
I think they were saying now he's going to hit waivers. Say we won't know
till like Tuesday
until 4:30 Tuesday or so. Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
I think he hits waivers at 4 o'clock tomorrow, and then you get your next waiver update 4 o'clock day after, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, James, we're moving to headlines. Tomorrow's headlines. James, what's your headline for tomorrow?
I usually think of these whilst we're going. No, come back to me.
All right.
Come back to me.
Gunn, you got a headline for tomorrow?
Yeah, what was it? 1991. There's this guy from Arkansas running for president. I don't know. Shit, dude. This felt like an old Ditka era, Hazlitt era Saints team today. It did. And it's, I don't know. We'll find out who we are next week. That's all I got to say.
I don't know if that headline fit on the paper, but Jason, you have a headline?
Mora era Saints lose at the end. Yeah, I don't know. I suck at headlines, apparently. Drinking, I suck at headlines.
Here we go. For the first time in history, the Falcons unchoke themselves.
Let's see. The Saints fuck themselves, but still fuck the Falcons. That's my headline.
Can you print that?
I don't know what.
It'll fit on the page.
You can put some stars.
You really want to do your keyword optimization, you know? And if your keyword is fuck, you're gonna drive a lot of traffic to that headline.
Hey, at least mine fit on the page. That's all I'm saying.
That's true. If mine had too many keywords for a keyword search.
There you go. All right, that is all the show we have for you right now. We want to thank our loyal listeners for downloading each week and for telling all of your friends about the Don't Patrol the United Network. We only have to subscribe to one feed to receive multiple podcasts, including the 2-Point Conversion Insurrection Show, which you're listening to now, the Don't Patrol podcast, the BS and Beer Saints podcast, the Pelican Plunge, the Premier League podcast, Taking the Over with Billy Gunn, and the Tiger's Den. Follow each show on Twitter at Don't Patrol PCast, at Don't Patrol UK, at BSM Beer Media, at Taking the Over, at Tiger_podcast, and at Don't Patrol Prem. Follow us on Facebook. If you want to participate in our live game day chat, DM us on Twitter and get an invitation to the Don't Patrol Discord server. We have a lot of fun on there.
Might be quiet next week, though.
It might be pretty quiet next week. With us not being on there. But we'll pop in, I'm sure. And if you want to listen to us the old-fashioned way, you can always go to Don't Patrol Podcast. Jason,
he's muted, so I'll say it for it, .com.
Sorry.
Hey, bye-bye, donkeys.
Bye-bye, muted donkeys.
Good night, Who Dat Nation.
I hope you're glad with what you've done to me. I lay in bed all day long, feeling melancholy. You left me here all alone, tears running constantly. Oh, somebody kill me, please. Somebody kill me, please. I'm on my knees. Pretty, pretty, please. Kill me. I want to die. Put a bullet.
Mental institution.